the 10th Thursday in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is from St. Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds, I tell you then, that if you are not righteous in a much broader way than the teachers of the law and the Pharisees, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to our people in the past, do not commit murder. Anyone who does kill will have to face trial. But now I tell you, whoever gets angry with a brother or sister will have to face trial. Whoever insults a brother or sister deserves to be brought before the council. Whoever calls a brother or a sister fool deserves to be thrown into the fire of hell. So if you are about to offer your gift at the altar, and you remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. Go at once and make peace with him, and then come back and offer your gift to God. Don't forget this. Be reconciled with your opponent quickly when you are together on the way to the court. Otherwise, he will turn you over to the judge, who will hand you over to the police, who will put you in jail, and there you will stay until you have paid the last penny. Today's commentary is from Father Julio César Ramos González, SDP, from Salta, in Argentina. If you are not righteous in a much broader way, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Today, Jesus invites us to go beyond what any reliable, law-abiding person could. Even without falling into any deeds, evil deeds, routine quite often hardens the desire of seeking sanctity. We comfortably adapt ourselves to the habit of just good behavior and nothing else. St. John Bosco used to say, the good is the enemy of the best. It is there where the Master's word reaches us, inviting us to be righteous in a much broader way that comes from a different attitude. Bigger things that paradoxically look less or smaller. To get angry, to scorn and disown your brother are not the right things for the disciple of the kingdom, who's supposed to be nothing less than the salt of the earth and the light of the world, to whom the Beatitudes are applicable. With authority, Jesus changes the interpretation of the negative precept, do not kill, with the positive meaning of the deep and radical demand of reconciliation, which for additional emphasis he shows in the context of worship. Thus, no offering is valid when you remember that your brother has something against you. This is why it is so important to settle any dispute, as otherwise the invalidity of your offering would be turned against you. All this can only be attained through a great love. Indeed, St. Paul will say, the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other commandment there may be, are summed up in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to the neighbor. Hence, love is the fulfillment of the law. Help us beg to be renewed in the gift of charity, to the smallest detail towards our neighbor, and our life will be the best and most authentic of all our offerings to God.